Learn on the topic of the foot washing.
我们昨天晚上的聚会已经提到了洗礼。
And yesterday's service we have mentioned baptism.
那一般我们教会在举办完洗礼之后，接下去都会举办洗脚礼。
And usually after baptism we will hold foot washing.
所以洗脚礼跟洗礼是一起举办的。
So foot washing and baptism we have them hold together.
所以我们通常都会听到弟兄姐妹在见证说我什么时候受洗，但是不会有人说我什么时候接受洗脚。
So we usually hear brothers and sisters testify when they're baptized, but not when they're foot washed.
所以我们通常都记得我们洗礼那个日子，因为接下来就是洗脚礼。
And we usually remember the day we're baptized, and usually after that is followed by foot washing.
那我们基本信仰第六条就特别指出洗脚礼成为一个典礼。
And in our basic belief, the sixth one, it says that foot washing is a doctrine.
如果我们看我们的赞美诗，
if we look into our hymn book,
那就说明我们的基本信仰。
It explains our ten basic beliefs.
第六个基本信仰说，我们信洗脚礼是与主有份。
And the sixth one, the sacrament of foot washing enables one to have a part with the Lord Jesus.
以教训相爱圣洁谦卑服侍饶恕之典礼。
It also serves as a constant reminder that one should have love, holiness, humility, forgiveness, and service.
对每一个受浸者要奉主耶稣圣名给予洗脚一次。
Every person who has received water baptism must have his or her feet washed in the name of Jesus Christ.
那至于彼此洗脚必要时亦可行。
And mutual foot washing may be practiced whenever it is appropriate.
那这个基本信仰特别指出我们要每一个接受洗礼的人都要奉主耶稣圣名给洗脚一次。
And this basic belief tells us that those who receive baptism must be received by someone who washed him in the name of Jesus Christ.
那这个洗礼洗脚礼他说是圣礼，是要让我们跟主有份，而且要教训我们可以相爱圣洁谦卑服侍以及饶恕。
And this foot washing is a sacrament that enables one to have part with Lord Jesus, and it serves as a reminder to have love, holiness, humility, forgiveness, and service.
那所以如果看到我们的信仰基本信仰所描述的这个洗脚礼，对我们整个在主耶稣基督里面的信仰生活很重要的。
And by looking at the description listed here, this sacrament is very crucial to our faith.
那真的我们目前为止在基督教各教派当中，耶稣教会是唯一的把洗脚礼当作圣礼来执行的。
And today, in reality, True Jesus Church is the only church that lists foot washing as a sacrament.
所以如果我们上网去查询有关于洗脚礼典礼，第一个跑出来一定是真耶稣教会。
And if we go online to search about foot washing as a sacrament, True Jesus Church will be on the top of the list.
那当然也有接下来也有很多人对我们这样子把洗脚礼当作典礼的这个做法提示之余，有很多人甚至有很负面的言论在批评。
And many people online have discussed on this topic of the sacrament of foot washing, and some even have negative comments about this.
那为什么我们要这么样坚持洗脚礼当作典礼呢？
And why is it that we determine and we firmly believe that foot washing is a sacrament?
因为如果我们相信洗礼是一个典礼，就是为了要让罪得赦。
Because if we believe that baptism is a sacrament for our remission of sin.
如果我们相信圣餐礼是主耶稣基督他所设立。
And if we believe that Holy Communion is established by our Lord.
然后主耶稣吩咐门徒都要照着去做的。
And that he has commanded his disciples to do likewise.
那也相信在领受圣餐或者是在接受洗礼的时候，都有这个跟得救有关系的这个奥秘性。
And if we believe that baptism and holy communion has to do with our salvation.
那当我们来看洗脚礼的时候，我们发现洗脚礼主耶稣所做的、所吩咐的，以及他这里面所隐含的意义。都跟洗礼跟圣餐礼是一样的。
Then if we look at foot washing, we will know that what the Lord has commanded us to do and that as he has set an example, it is the same as baptism and Holy Communion.
也就是说他都是主耶稣亲自示范过的。
And it means that the Lord Jesus has demonstrated himself.
他都 吩咐门徒要照样去做。
And he has commanded his disciples to do likewise.
他都说，你如果这样去做的人就有福，而且是跟主耶稣有份的，是跟得救有关系的。
And he even said that if you do likewise, you will be blessed, and you will have a part with me.
所以，我们对基本信仰来看，这个洗脚礼它有它的圣礼的重要的教训，重要的那个意义。
And so if we look at foot washing, it has its own meaning in the sacrament.
也有主耶稣所特别吩咐要去遵行的教训。
And it also has the teaching about how the Lord commanded us to do so.
那之所以会当作圣礼来执行，是因为这里面有属灵的功效。
And why we view it as a sacrament is because it has spiritual meanings to it.
是跟我们的得救有关系的。
It has to do with our salvation.
因为如果没有接受主耶稣的洗脚，就跟主无份。
Because without foot washing, we have no part.
有人就在质疑说，主耶稣今天在天上，你怎么样来接受主耶稣洗脚？主耶稣怎么出现来为你洗脚呢？
And some people might question if Jesus Christ is in heaven, then how does he wash your feet?
其实提出这样的质疑的人，他不了解主耶稣所讲的话的意义。
And those who have questioned this, they do not truly understand what Jesus means.
主耶稣难道不知道他洗完脚之后，他为门徒洗完脚之后，他就要被抓，然后他被钉，然后他就要不久之后就要升天吗？
Would he not know that after he foot washed his disciples that he will be captured and later crucified?
其实主耶稣基督他知道他在做什么。
And so he knew what he was doing.
那所以为什么我们今天说我们奉主耶稣圣名可以接受再次接受他的洗脚，然后跟他有份？
So why is it that we commence the sacrament in the name of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我实在实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差遣我的。
20. Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
这里就已经说明主耶稣把这样的一个洗脚 的示范、这个一个动作交给他的门徒。
And this verse clearly explains that he has given this action of foot washing to his disciples.
然后特别说以后接待使徒的，接待他所差遣的，就等于接待他。
And that whoever receives whom he sent, which are the disciples, receives him.
所以洗脚礼之所以是圣礼，因为他要有人去执行。
And since foot washing is a sacrament, it must be carried out by a person.
那这个执行的人一定是要被差遣的。
And those who carry out the sacrament must be sent.
所以在洗脚的时候，我们就看到他跟洗礼以及在办圣餐的时候是一样的。
So during foot washing, we can see that it is the same as baptism and holy communion.
所以今天这个圣礼，这个要谁去执行？执行的人他那接受的人他们要用什么样的心态来领受啊？这个就是圣礼的它构成圣礼的要素了。
And so today during Holy Communion, who carries out the sacrament and the attitude of the person who receives it is an important part of every sacrament.
那所以现在我们之所以会重视洗脚，是因为它这里面有这个主耶稣所说的这一句话，他说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份，这个关键字眼。
And today we emphasize on foot washing because it states that if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
我们现在看第十三章的第八节。
And let's look at chapter 13, verse 8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Verse 8. Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
那这个与耶稣无份这件事情，听在彼得的耳中啊，是很严重的事。
And to have no part with me, when Peter heard this, it was very serious.
哦，所以接下去彼得才会说：“那主啊，那不但我的脚，那连我的手跟头也要洗呀。”
So that's why later on he said, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
因为他知道这个跟主耶稣无份是什么意思啦。
Because he knows what it means to have no part with the Lord.
跟随主耶稣这么久，受走过这么一段路，目的就是要跟主有份，不是吗？
That he have followed Jesus Christ for so long and so far, and the goal, the meaning of all of it all was to have part with.
我们现在看启示录第二十章。
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录二十章。
Chapter 20.
第二十章，我们看啊第六节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
第六节说，在头一次复活有份的、有福的、圣洁的。
Verse 6, blessed is he who has part in the first resurrection.
第二次的死在他们身上就没有权柄。
Over some, death has no power.
那这个第一次头一次复活有份的，我们所讲就是我们的洗礼。
And we refer the first resurrection to our baptism.
这个有份就是。跟主耶稣的复活有份的。
And to have part means to have part in his resurrection.
所以，时候我们跟主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So when we baptize, we die with the Lord, we crucify with the Lord.
所以你看，他说有份，这个就是跟耶稣的复活有份的，跟耶稣的生命有份的。
And we resurrect with the Lord, and to have part means to have part in his resurrection and his life.
这个有份这样的一个描述。在约翰福音跟在启示录是一样的。
And the description have a part is the same as the one in John.
看二十一章启示录二十一章第八节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 21 verse 8.
我们跟主有份很重要。
It is very important to have part with the Lord.
你现在如果看第八节。
If we look at verse 8.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份。就是在烧着硫磺的火湖里，就是第二次的死。
8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake.
你看他这里，这些人，他是在这个永远的刑罚里有份的人。
And these people have part in the lake which burns with fire and eternal condemnation.
就把它对照，你就知道说，我们是要跟什么。跟什么是跟永生有份呢？还是要跟这个永刑有份呢？
And if we make a comparison, would you like to have part, with eternal life or eternal condemnation?
哦，这个都是同样的有份呢。
And both words, both parts use the word have part in.
看第二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
二十二章十九节说。这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life.
这里他特别在指示，在启示录所预言的这一些部分呢、教训，任何一个他所讲的，如果把它删掉了，他说。在生命树跟在神的圣城里删去他的份，就是他跟永生跟神的国度没份。
And this is the words of this book is referring to this book of Revelation that away anything from this book shall have no part in the book of life as well as the holy city.
所以主耶稣，你从这些经文看来。主耶稣跟彼得说：“我如果没有洗你的脚，你就跟我无份。这一句话可是不是随便说的了。”
So from these scriptures, we can tell that when Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me," it is a very serious matter.
那为什么拒绝主耶稣的洗脚就跟他无份
？And why is that if you deny his foot washing, you have no part with the Lord?
因为主耶稣他救我们是要救到底，他要让我们完全跟他联系在一起的。
Because when Jesus Christ, when he saves us, he saves us to the end. So we need to have part with him in life.
他要他所拯救的拣选的这些人全然圣洁。
That he wants all that he have chosen to have holiness.
要身心完全跟耶稣基督联合在一起。
That their body and their mind is connected with the Lord.
就像夫妻、丈夫跟妻子要合为一体一样的。
Just like a husband and a wife, there are together, they are one body.
因为我们今天在主耶稣里面，我们称作基督的新妇。
Because today in the Lord we are considered the new bride.
我们要装饰整齐。然后来迎接他的迎娶。
We need to adorn ourselves and wait for His coming.
我们个人是这样子，我们整个教会更是这样子。
And we need to do this as individual and as an entire church.
因为教会，教会就是弟兄姐妹的集合体。
Because the church is the combination of all the brothers and sisters.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都是教会里面的这个肢体。
And we are all one part of this church.
我们如果每一个人都圣洁，
if all of us are holy,
那么这个整个教会就圣洁。
Then the entire church will be holy.
那这个基督的身体就圣洁。
And the body of Christ will be holy.
那这个就是启示录一直在强调的。这个新妇装饰整齐，要迎接新郎的迎娶。
And this is what it is emphasized in Revelations that the new bride will adorn herself and await for the coming of the Lord.
当我们都装饰整齐，这个就是耶稣再临的时候。
And when we all adorn ourselves, this is when the Lord will come again.
所以主耶稣的救恩，他是要我们全然圣洁，身心灵都跟他在一起，合在一起的。
And so Jesus Christ's salvation is that we become holy and that we are united with Him in our body and our mind.
现在每一个门徒借着接受主耶稣的洗脚，来顺服他的指示。
And now all the disciples have received his foot washing and received his commandments.
我们效法他所留下给我们的榜样。
And we have followed what he has left after for us.
那这样我们才有办法真的毫无瑕疵的进入他的国度。
So that we may become blameless and enter into his heavenly kingdom.
因为当我们接受主耶稣的洗脚的时候，不是只有他这个 一洗这样一个很简单的动作就没有了。
Because after we receive his foot washing, it is not only a simple gesture.
因为当我们接受他的洗脚的时候，同时我们已经立志，我们要接受主耶稣的所吩咐的这些教训，要能够效法他这完全的爱。
And when we receive his foot washing, it also means that we have determined ourselves to live a life of love.
因为我们接受主的洗脚的时候，
because when we receive the foot washing from our Lord,
我们就看到了主耶稣基督他为我们所留下要我们遵行所有这些榜样这些教训的。
We see all the commandments and everything that he has left for us to follow.
那主耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就有份，就拒绝主的洗脚，就拒绝主的救恩了。
And Jesus said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. It means that if you deny for washing, you deny his salvation.
也就是拒绝主我们遵行的榜样。
And that we have denied the commandments that he have left for us to follow.
当时候彼得啊，他听到主耶稣这样讲的时候，他很震惊的。
And so when Peter heard Jesus said this, he was very shocked.
那所以你看主耶稣他就跟彼得说，你洗过澡的人哦，把脚一洗全身就干净了。
And so Jesus said to Peter, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet.
哦，因为本来彼得是说，哇，那如果要为了要确定跟主耶稣有份，他说那我的头我的脚全身都洗啊。
Because earlier Peter said, to confirm that you have washed me fully clean, why don't you also wash my hands and my head?
但主耶稣他特别强调说，洗过澡的把脚一洗就全身干净了。
But Jesus has emphasized that he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet.
出现了，我们就发现，我们就跟我们现在所说的浸礼是联系在一起的。
And the word bath is connected to the word immerse in baptism.
因为就字面上的意思来说，其实当时候门徒他们的生活习惯里面，他们的澡堂是在室外，它不是在室内，不是像我们今天在室内有自己的浴室的。
Because back in the days when the disciples they bathe, they don't bathe indoor, they have their baths are outdoor.
他们当时候都穿草鞋，他们穿着的，他如果一出到洗完澡再出到外面去走路，一定脚又弄脏了。
And back then, if they need to bathe outside, or else their feet will be dirty.
哦，所以他们要让全身干净，一定最后要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
So for them to be completely clean, they must also wash their feet at the end of a bath.
那不然我们都想说，我洗澡的时候一定有洗脚，为什么还在把脚一洗呢？
Because then we will think when we bathe our whole body, why do we need to wash our feet again?
那其实主耶稣在讲这个道理的时候，他不是在讲这个字面上的意思而已。
And we know that when Jesus Christ, when he is giving this teaching, is not only about its literal meaning.
他要为门徒洗脚，因为这里面有这个属灵的奥秘性了。
When he washed his disciples' feet, it is because in the sacrament there is a spiritual meaning to it.
对主有信心， 愿意领受的人，他们就得到了。
That's who, that those who have faith, and when they believe, they will receive it.
那就灵义上来说，他这个洗澡其实就是在讲洗礼。
And in a spiritual aspect, faith is means baptism.
所以我们洗礼，其实我们所有的罪都被耶稣的宝血洁净了。
So when we bathe, all our sins are washed away with His blood.
我们洗礼起来就是新人了。
And after our baptism, we are a new man.
我们洗礼跟主耶稣同复活以后，我们就是披戴基督，我们就是一个新的身份。
And after baptism, we resurrect with the Lord, and we are a new person.
但是现在主耶稣特别为他的门徒洗脚。
But today, Jesus Christ especially washed disciples' feet.
那他主耶稣他讲到说你们不干净的时候，他特别讲你们里面有人不干净。
And Jesus Christ especially among you, there is someone who is unclean.
约翰福音十三章。
In John chapter 13,
第十节
verse 10,
他特别说你们是干净的人了，不都是干净的。
He especially said that you are clean, but not all of you.
第十一节
verse 11,
因为耶稣已经知道要卖他是谁，所以他说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said you are not all clean.
这个就在讲说，在这门徒当中，这个犹大他想要卖耶稣这个心里的意念。
And this explains that Judas will betray him, and this was his inner motives.
现在主耶稣借着这个洗脚这个动作这个过程
，and through the action of foot washing,
他要每一个人的心都能够真的跟耶稣联系，要让犹大有这个机会把他心里的污秽除掉的。
He wants all their hearts to be connected with Jesus Christ, and he wants Judas to get rid of the dirt in his heart.
他要让犹大真的看到主耶稣的爱。
He wants Judas to truly see his love.
然后愿意的把他这个心里的意念，本来要出卖耶稣这个意念，把它除掉，然后生。他的心能够跟耶稣连在一起。
And he wants him to get rid of his evil intention to betray the Lord.
所以其实你看主耶稣为犹大洗脚，他就是要让犹大有这个机会回头，然后再一次立志跟主耶稣的心密相契。
So when Judas washed, when Jesus washed Judas' feet, he wants him to return.
让所有门徒他们全体像一个家庭。像每一个人的心都跟耶稣在一起啊，这样的同心合意。
And he wants all the disciples to become like a family that hearts are connected to the Lord.
那所以耶稣特别讲了这句话。
And so Jesus especially said this.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
但是我们有时候，那犹大他不是被耶稣洗过脚，他最后也是没有份啊。
But sometimes we would think, didn't Jesus wash Judas' feet? But does he have part with the Lord?
因为犹大被以后，他最后还是执意要去出卖耶稣啊。
Because after Jesus washed his feet, he still betrayed the Lord.
但是我们这个事情不能够反过来说。
But we cannot say this as a contrary.
也就是说，不可以说凡是被耶稣洗过脚的人都跟耶稣有份的。
You cannot say that all those who are washed by him have a part with him.
因为主耶稣是说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Because Jesus said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
被耶稣洗过脚的人，如果他没有接下来去看到主耶稣的爱，然后愿意去遵循主耶稣所留下的教训，那么他最后一样会走入黑暗里，像犹大一样。
But those who have been washed by the Lord, if they do not follow His commandments and follow in His footsteps of love, then they will also have no part with Him, like Judas.
但是如果没有接受主的洗脚，就跟主无份。
But if you do not receive His foot washing, then you have no part.
所以主耶稣已经把他要给人的都给了，他先做出来的。
So Jesus Christ has given everything that He needs to give to man.
那接下来就是接受洗脚人，他要回应主耶稣这个爱的问题了。
And now it is up to the person who is being foot washed how he will respond.
这样的道理其实是很简单的。
And this is a very simple.
就好像我们今天接受洗礼
teaching.
我们说洗礼是跟耶稣是跟进入救恩，就是进入这个门，救恩的窄门里。
Today, baptism, we said we have entered into the small gates, near heaven.
没有洗礼就跟救恩没有关系。
And without baptism, we have no part in salvation.
没有洗礼，罪就留着，就没有办法得救。
And without baptism, our sins will remain, and that we have no part.
但是也不是每一个洗完我都能够得救。
But does not mean that all who are baptized may all be saved.
因为看 我们洗完礼之后，我们要怎么样来过日子，怎么样来持守这个圣洁，然后让我们自己不再。
It depends how we live our life after we are baptized, how we have kept ourselves clean.
所以现在 洗脚礼一样的道理。
And so it is the same with foot washing.
我们为了要确定跟主有份。
Today, if we want to ensure that we have part with the Lord,
跟他的复活有份。
We want to ensure that we have part with His resurrection.
跟他的国度有份。
To have part with His kingdom.
要跟他的性情有份。
And to have part with His likeness.
也就是说，我们要活出耶稣基督的形象。
Then that also means that we will live a life of Christ.
那么我们一定要接受主的这个洗脚，然后接下来跟从主耶稣所留下的，要我们去遵行的这些教训。
That means that we need to receive His foot washing and live a life according to His will.
那主耶稣他要门徒去遵行的，他的留下最重要的教训就是第一节里面所留下来的这句话。
And the most important teaching that Jesus wants His disciples to follow on this sacrament of foot washing is in verse 1.
第一节，十三章第一节。
In chapter 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour had come that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world to the end.
这里特别强调，主耶稣知道他的时间已经到了。
Here emphasized that Jesus knew when He would depart.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就是他这一路都是在执行从神来的爱，所以他就是爱具体化在门徒当中了。
And that He had loved them to the end, that and He had demonstrated that to the disciples.
所以门徒他们一路来都是接受主耶稣的爱。
So till the end, the disciples have received the love of Christ.
主耶稣为门徒其实做过很多很多榜样的。
And Jesus Christ have given many examples to the.
到了他在世上的最后的日子，最后的这个时间里面，他说他爱他们到底。
And now that His hour had come, He said that He had loved them to the end.
他的爱从来没有改变。
And that His love never changed.
而且他的爱到最后要让他这些门徒都感受到，他这个爱不是那种高高在上，我就是那个可以给你们什么的那种施予者的那种姿态。
And that He had loved them to the end, and He had demonstrated to them not in a way to make them feel that to feel inferior in any way.
也就是说，他不是那种把自己弄得很高贵，然后自己又很有能力，所以他什么人来我都可以给他什么东西那种啊。有时候我们人间里面那个爱是这样的一个表现法的。
That He had not made His disciples feel that He is on high and that He is in charge of everything and He is a giver of everything.
因为有时候我们人间会有那种啊，你看我有能力给人家啊，什么人来我都可以给他那种满足。我就是说哇，你看他。人会觉得他自己很有办法。
And sometimes this is a relationship we see in this world that someone may make you feel the authority and the power to give you everything.
所以这个大慈善家，这个有很有财富的人，他们愿意施给人。
So a lot of the people who do charity, they have given everything to those people who are in need.
主耶稣他是天地的主宰，一切都是在就是属他的。
But Jesus Christ is the ruler of the heavens and of this earth.
可是他表达爱的时候，他可不是那种高高在上那种高姿态的人，好像在施舍给人那种做法。
And so when He has demonstrated His love to the end, He did not make them feel like He is a person who is on high.
他反过来成为一个仆人。
Instead, He has become a servant.
那他的姿态低到连他的门徒都觉得不可思议。
And His attitude was so humble that even the disciples were amazed.
所以他这个样一个表现，他所做这一个部分，已经远远超越了当时的风俗。
And so this Jesus Christ, His gesture and His attitude has surpassed the culture of that time.
因为没有那个老师在为学生洗脚。
Because there is no teacher that would wash his students' feet.
对彼得来说，没有那个天上的神 这个救主来替他洗脚的道理。
And to Peter, he doesn't understand why on high would wash his feet.
但这个就是主耶稣要表达给他的门徒的爱。
But this is the message of love that he wants to give to his disciples.
所以其实洗脚礼他最一开头最主耶稣这个爱。
So on the sacrament of foot washing, what he wants to emphasize was in the beginning.
那如果我们能够看到主的爱，然后接下来我们才能够看到主耶稣要我们去做的这所有的教训呢。
And if we can understand and receive the love of Christ, then we will be able to follow his commandments.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
哦，所以约翰一书第四章这样说。
So in 1 John chapter 4 it says.
我们现在看约翰一书第四章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
我们啊看。八节。
Let's read verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
第九节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
第十节说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱的。
10. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation for our sins.
你看这里就这边提到说，主耶稣基督他来到人间为我们的罪做挽回祭，流血舍命，这就是爱。
And that Jesus Christ have came into this world as a living offering for our sins.
所以神的爱我们能够感受，那么这样子我们的心呢，我们的心才会愿意来跟从主耶稣所留下这一切谦卑服侍饶恕以及彼此相爱的所有的教训。
So if we truly understand the love of God, then we'll be able to follow his commandments to live a life of humility, love and service.
因为耶稣他就用他自己的生命来去表达什么叫做饶恕。
Because Jesus has used his own life to show us what it means to forgive.
你看犹大要出卖他，主耶稣早知道。
When Judas was going to betray him, he already knew.
但是主还是一样为他洗脚。
Yet he still washed his feet.
他洗脚的时候，不知道犹大当时候心里在想什么。
And when Jesus washed his feet, I don't know how Judas felt at the time.
也许犹大他只是觉得反正大家都这样，主耶稣为每个人都这样做，所以他觉得我是其中一份子也没什么特别。
Maybe he felt that Jesus is doing it on all the disciples and he is merely one of them.
但他就没有办法感受到主耶稣特别为要挽回他的用意。
But he was not able to truly feel that Jesus is trying to bring him back.
那所以当时候主耶稣用对犹大洗脚应该是跟其他的门徒都一样的，没有什么特别的。
So when Jesus washed Judas' feet, it should be the same as all the other disciples.
但是因为这个爱，主耶稣表现出了饶恕。你看今天如果是我们的话，
But because of this foot washing, he has demonstrated forgiveness.
我们如果我们是洗到犹大的脚，你看我们会有什么做法？
If it were us today, what would we do when we have to wash Judas' feet?
我们的做对这样一个人的做法可能会跟其他人不一样。
And we might do something that is different.
不要说那个洗脚。
And let's not talk about foot washing.
有时候我们在路上相遇的时候，我们那个眼神，我们的那个心情就不一样了。
Sometimes when we meet someone on the street who we do not like, we may give them a look that is not very pleasant.
也就是说，你看主耶稣他其实表现出什么叫做完全的饶恕了。
And that Jesus has demonstrated what it means to have true forgiveness.
那主耶稣为门徒洗脚，这个当仆人这样一个谦卑的服侍，门徒每个人都看在眼里。
And when Jesus washed their feet, he has the attitude of a servant, and all the disciples saw this.
主耶稣讲说，我是你们的主，我尚且洗你们的脚。
And Jesus had especially said that I am your master, and I wash your feet.
所以你看主耶稣谦卑的那个表现，其实门徒他们每一个人也都看到了。
and that all the disciples have saw his humility.
他们如果真能够感受到主耶稣这个永不改变的爱，
and if they can truly experience love that never change,
他们将来主耶稣离开以后，他们在这个教会里面所表现出来的，一定是非常不一样的。
And after Jesus Christ has departed from the world, the way they show love in the church will be also be very different.
主耶稣的门徒所组成的这一个教会，这一个群体，在当中跟在外面的社会绝对不同。
And that the disciples that he has called his own will be very different from the ones that are in this world.
因为有这样的爱，才有饶恕，才有服侍。也才有才可能会彼此相爱的。
And because of this love, that's why there is forgiveness, there is service, and there is love in all.
那主耶稣他洗完脚以后，他跟门徒讲了这句话。
And after Jesus has washed their feet, he said this.
我们看回来约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 13.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
For I have an example that you should do as I have done to you.
第十六
Verse 16.
我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
For assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor he who is sent greater than he who sent him.
十七节
17.
既知道这是，若是去行，就有福了。
17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
今天如果我们知道我们的身份，
today if we know our identity,
主耶稣他是我们的主，
and we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord,
我们是他的仆人，
that we are his servant.
他说仆人不能大于主人，
that a servant may never be greater than his master.
主耶稣都这样做，他都这样执行。
And that Jesus Christ, our Master, has demonstrated this to us.
我们人哪有权利去改变他？说这个不重要。
Then how can we men say that and change this and say that it is not important?
我们今天如果知道主的爱，
and today if we really understand the love of Christ,
如果能够明白主耶稣所讲的话的那个重点跟意义，
if we understand his words and what it means,
我们必然会照去做。
Then we will most surely do according to what it says.
当我们去做的时候，我们就有福了。
And when we do this, we will be blessed.
所以第十七节那里说，你们既知道。
So in verse 17, it says, "If you know these things."
重点是什么知道
？And the main point here is how would you know?
今天洗脚礼之所以成为圣礼。
And today, foot washing is a sacrament.
其实这个完全是从圣灵来的感动。
And this is purely from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的启示。
It is the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
当神按照他的计划，在这个末世兴起他的圣教会的时候。
And when Jesus Christ, when he has raised the true church in the end days,
他就让属他的人可以明白这个件事情的意义。
He belongs to him to understand the true meaning.
所以今天你看，教会把这个洗脚礼当作圣礼来执行。
So today the church viewed the foot washing as a holy sacrament.
因为如果我们去照着主的榜样去实行洗脚这个过程，以及去执行他所要我们去做的教训。
And if we do according to his will and what is stated here,
我们不但能够真的保持圣洁，
we will not only be kept here holy,
因为我们的心会跟主耶稣联系在一起，
our hearts will be connected with the Lord.
我们如果感受到主为我们做了牺牲，
and if we have felt that the sacrifice that God has made when he washed our feet,
我们不会用这一双脚再去踢耶稣，
we will not use these same feet we have to kick him,
因为我们现在是跟主有份的，
because now we have part with the Lord.
第十八节
Verse 18,
我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁，现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的用脚踢我。
18, I do not speak concerning all of you, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted his heel against me.
这句话在当时对犹大讲。
And this statement was actually given to Judas.
犹大他用主耶稣洗过的脚在踢他。
Judas used the very same feet that Jesus washed for him to kick him.
但今天我们都不会再变成犹大。
But today, none of us will be like Judas.
因为主耶稣知道 他所拣选的是谁？我们每一个都是被耶稣拣选的人。
Because Jesus knows all who he have chosen.
我们今天如果看到了洗脚礼的道理，
if now that we have understand the message of foot washing,
我们会很珍惜的我们这双被主耶稣洗过的脚。
We will treasure these feet that Jesus has washed for us.
我们一定会走在主耶稣这个圣洁的道路上。
We will walk on His holy path.
我们不会再用这双脚去踢耶稣。
We will not use the same feet to kick him.
我们不会再让我们自己把耶稣重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他那个地步。
We will not crucify him on the cross again and shamefully put him there.
所以洗脚礼让我们真的能够感受到主的爱，然后因着这个圣灵的感动，让我们保持圣洁，一直走在主耶稣得救的路上。
And so foot washing have truly helped us understand the love of Christ, and that we have to walk on this path till the end.
对，让我们整个教会真的能够彼此相爱。
And that the entire church may have love for each other.
因为主耶稣他特别强调给他的门徒，在第十三章的第三十四节。
Because Jesus Christ had especially emphasized in chapter 13, verse 34.
我要给你们一条新命令，乃是要叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
34, new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, and you also love one another.
35节。
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all will you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我们再看这里，主耶稣强调说，这条新命令就是要彼此相爱。
And we see that Jesus Christ has emphasized on a new commandment.
那这个彼此相爱，我们到底？你看今天这个话讲起来很容易，
which is to love one another, and it is easy for us to say this.
但是有时候做出来就比较不容易了。
But it is very hard to carry this out.
但是如果是可以做出来，就因此看出你们是我的门徒。
But if we can carry this out, then others will know that we are his disciples.
我们今天如果了解到这个洗脚礼的真正含义啊，
and today if we truly understand the meaning of foot washing,
我们就真的会知道怎么样彼此相爱。
Then we will know how to love one another.
很多很多事情不是像法律规定说这个可以做或者可不可以做，这个那个明文规定这样子列出来的。
And there are a lot of things that are not explicitly stated out, like what the Pharisees have done.
彼此相爱其实就是看主耶稣他所留给我们这些榜样，去想一想他。
To love one another means to reflect that Jesus have left for us to follow.
你看，其实很明显的，当初主耶稣对门徒洗脚，包括洗犹大的脚。
And it is very obvious that when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he included Judas.
在过去的聚会里面，在讲洗脚礼的时候，曾经跟大家谈过，在这三章里面有描述主耶稣有五个知道了，你如果注意看，他就主耶稣知道，他都知道了。
In previous service, I have mentioned to you that in this chapter there is five I know.
但是门徒呢，反过来都不知道哦。
But on the contrary, the disciples knew nothing.
门徒也不知道主耶稣在讲说谁要卖他，他们就搞不清楚啊。
The disciples didn't even know who he meant when he said someone will betray me.
甚至连那个主所爱的门徒也搞不清楚主耶稣到底在讲谁要卖他。
Even the beloved disciple of Christ did not know.
那我们从这里看到，
But here we can see the love of Christ.
你看主耶稣他都没有去把那个犹大要出卖耶稣这样一个他明明知道事实，去跟他的门徒通告。
And Jesus Christ did not even tell the fact that Judas will betray him to his other disciples.
主耶稣他没有说话，他默默地用他自己的实际的表现要去挽回犹大。
And that Jesus Christ have not said a word, and he used his actions to bring Judas back.
他没有借着其他这个同伴的压力要去让这个犹大屈服改变。
And he did not want to use the pressures from the other disciples to bring Judas back.
今天在我们的教会里面要怎样彼此相爱？
And today in church, how do we show love to one another?
今天我们每一个人可能都不完美，我们每个人可能都有缺点。
Today all of us are imperfect, and that we all have our shortcomings.
有时候我们人跟人相处之间可能也会有一些摩擦。
And today in our relationship with one another, we will have conflicts.
当我们有摩擦的时候，我们怎么处理？
But how do we solve these conflicts?
主耶稣在这里留下一个最最极致的榜样。
And Jesus Christ here has left a utmost example.
他没有去跟别人讲。
He did not tell others.
他没有去宣扬这个人 的错误和缺点。
He did not tell others about his or her shortcomings.
他反过来用他自己。用自己的服务，自己的谦卑服侍，要去让他明白，感受到他的爱，他的饶恕，他的原谅。
But he used his humility and his service to let others feel about forgiveness.
所以我们今天的彼此相爱，其实就是在我们怎么样去对待那些我们觉得不可爱的人。
So today we show love with one another, and it depends on how we show love to those who are not lovable.
一起来学习主耶稣这个爱到底的爱。
And let's together learn what it means to love till the end.
那这样我们整个教会就会很和谐。
And then the entire church will be harmonious.
我们真的能够让众人看出我们是属耶稣基督的。
And that we will let the people in the world to see what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
我们是属灵的真教会，不是我们自己用嘴巴讲。
That we are a spiritual true church, and it is not only by what we say.
而是我们实际上，我们就这样子在生活，我们就这样在执行，在跟随主耶稣的榜样。
But it is actually what we do in our life to show this.
这个主耶稣基督的身体是圣洁的，是完全的。
And that this body of Christ is perfect and it is holy.
在这里面是彰显耶稣基督的爱的。
And it will manifest His love.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，让我们的整个教会都能够真的。从心里面彼此相爱。
And may Jesus guide us so that we may love one another from the bottom of our hearts.
因为主耶稣已经为我们留下这样一个美好的榜样。
Because Jesus Christ have already set this wonderful example for us all.
我们这一堂聚会先到这里。
And this conclude this service.
我们一起来默祷结束休息。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.